Chapter 14. A Sad Day. Philomena Tusson put a handkerchief into some iced water and used it to wet the Queen Mother's lips. It was 3:15 a.m. The Queen Mother felt the cool water on her mouth and smiled her thanks, but she didn't have enough strength to speak or to open her eyes. The Queen had asked Philomena to call a doctor if her mother got worse during the night, but Philomena said,
"I'm not calling the doctor. This woman is over 90 years old. She's tired, and she should sleep forever in the arms of the good Lord."
Philomena brushed the Queen Mother's hair, put pink lipstick on her mouth and rouge on her cheeks. She remade the bed and placed the Queen Mother's hands on top of the sheets. Philomena waited as the Queen Mother went into a deep sleep. When she thought it was time, she went into the living room where the Queen was asleep on the sofa. The Queen hurried to her mother's bedside, and Philomena put her coat on to go and tell the other relations that the Queen Mother was dying. Anne, Peter, and Zara arrived first, and the Queen told them to kiss their grandmother goodbye. Then Diana came in, with William and Harry, and they did the same. Meanwhile, in the prison, it was Charles's turn to choose the radio station, so everyone in the cell was listening to classical music. Suddenly, the cell door opened, and the guard said,
"Charlie, your grandma's dead. The governor says he's sorry, and you can go home for the funeral."
The door closed again, and Charles looked at the wall. His cellmates were silent. A few minutes later, one of them said,
"If they let me out of prison, I'd run away."
Charles looked out of the cell window. He could see the top branches of the trees outside. He wanted freedom very much. Philomena and Beverly Threadgold knew how to prepare a dead body. They had done it many times before, as nobody in Hell Close had enough money to pay for this service. They had sent the Queen to the shops. It was important for her to keep busy. When the two women had finished their work, they went to the end of the bed and looked at the Queen Mother. She had a small smile on her lips, as though she was dreaming of something pleasant. They had dressed her in her favourite blue dress and her best jewellery, and brushed her hair neatly.
"She looks lovely, doesn't she?" said Philomena proudly.
Beverly wiped her eyes and said,
"She was a nice woman. Privileged, but nice."
The women checked that everything was tidy, then left the bedroom and began to clean the rest of the bungalow. They expected a lot of visitors during the next few days. Diana came in with a bunch of purple flowers. Behind her sunglasses, her eyes were red from crying.
"I picked these from the garden," she said.
A strong smell came from the flowers.
"They're vegetables,"
said Beverly, smelling the bouquet.
"They're onions, actually."
"Oh, are they?" said Diana, and her face became red. "Charles will be so angry with me."
"We need lilies," said Philomena, "but they cost £1.25 each."
"What costs £1.25 each?" asked Fitzroy Tusson, coming into the kitchen.
"Lilies. They smell so sweet," said Diana. "The Queen Mother liked lilies."
Fitzroy had never met Diana before. He looked at her face and figure. He saw her designer clothes and shoes. He wanted to take her out in his car, drink some wine with her, and take her onto the dance floor. Diana looked over the onions at Fitzroy. He was so tall and good-looking. He was so well-dressed. His fingernails were clean, and he was kind to his mother.
"I'm going to buy some lilies. Would you like a drive?" Fitzroy said to Diana.
"Certainly," said Diana, smiling prettily.
She walked around the front of the car to the passenger side, but Fitzroy said,
"Hey, catch."
He threw the car keys to Diana. Diana caught them, came back around the car, opened the driver's door, and got in. At the barrier, PC Ludlow looked at Diana and Fitzroy.
"Are you visiting the prison today?" he asked.
Diana shook her head sadly. Every day she had waited for a visitor's pass, but it hadn't arrived.
The barrier opened, and Diana drove out, towards a world she was more familiar with. One of smart cars, handsome escorts, and expensive flowers. Fitzroy put on some music. Pavarotti's voice filled the car.
"Pavarotti is my favourite," smiled Diana. "Charles prefers Wagner."
"I detest Wagner," said Fitzroy.
He pressed another button, and the sunroof opened. Pavarotti's voice resounded loudly into the street and attracted the attention of the Queen, who was standing outside the supermarket. She looked up and saw Diana driving Fitzroy Tucson's car.
"What now?"
thought the Queen, picking up her shopping bags and starting to walk back to Hell Close. On the opposite side of the road, moving towards Hell Close, was a horse and cart.
"Oh, look, it's my sister-in-law and her new boyfriend," said Diana.
"They look like a pair of gypsies," said Fitzroy. "And what does that horse got on its head?"
Diana looked into her mirror.
"It's the hat Anne wore to Wimbledon last year," she said, "but it looks better on the horse."
She was pleased when Fitzroy laughed. It had been a long time since she had made Charles laugh. As they passed the prison, she said,
"Poor Charles."
"Yes, you must be lonely without him," Fitzroy said.
Their eyes met for a second, but it was long enough for them both to know that Diana was not going to be too lonely. Meanwhile, in Charles's garden, the sun was shining down and the water was evaporating from the earth. Very soon, the garden would be as dry as the Nevada desert.